in this bitch.
Disclosure. Savage Season, the podcast Conversations with Red Eye Tone, is not for the weak-minded. Now let's go.
Okay, it's another episode. Savage Season, the podcast. And let's go. Oh, wait, did I forget to say the marathon continues? Now, let's go. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning back into Savage Season, the podcast. We all know this is a cultural conversation with me, Red High Tone, of course. Really quickly, before I go into, let's talk about 2020. I can't wait for this episode for you guys to listen to it. But anyway, I just want to say my apologies. I know I advised last week that when I dropped my last episode, Voices in My Head, if you didn't listen to it, make sure you guys listen to it now. When I dropped it, I said I was going to release two in that same week. Unfortunate events happened that was unpredicted. We had a very bad storm within my area, my community. Over 1,000 people were without power for almost 5 days. It took for everyone to restore, and then no internet, had to evacuate, had to leave. You guys know that I'm self-employed, do everything from home, and I use my internet daily, and because of that was unable to record. But we're here, and let's get the negativity out of the air. Let's get to it. And once again, you guys are listening to another episode from me for this cultural conversation under Savage Season, the podcast. I just want to let you guys know we have reached our goal with the listening, so I want to say thank you for that as well. You guys are crazy, my savages. Hope you guys all are enjoying the end of the summer. And let's get into, let me tell y'all about 2020. So I know when I first started Savage Season, the podcast, if you listen back to some episodes, I advised you guys that I was not ever going to do political conversations. This was not a political, this is not for politics whatsoever. This is not a political podcast. The reason for that is I definitely believe in different views, opinions, and life. And I believe that because of me not agreeing with a lot of what others agree with or others believe, like I always state, this podcast is not for the weak-minded. And that's because a lot of thoughts that I have, you know, others do not believe in what I believe in, or, you know, my opinions, or even think the way I think. So I'm gonna sip to that one there. So before we go ahead and get into it, the reason why I wanted to have to talk with and about 2020 with my listeners and the culture is because social media plays a very big part in our daily lives, of course, right? As you guys know, a lot of my listeners follow me on Instagram, if you guys already don't, is all the links and such will be with inside of the description box, but I advise you guys to. Also, okay, so a lot of my listeners follow me there. The reason why I brought up Instagram is because there was a question going around from Cardi B mentioning any questions that, you know, her fans or anyone wanted answered by the Democratic Party for Bernie Sanders to submit to her, and she was going to try to get them answered for you. Well, she actually did. And the reason why I'm touching on this is because she recently went ahead, and I'm trying to make sure that I word this right. I do not want to make it sound political on you guys whatsoever. Okay, so she recently released a video and went onto her Instagram page first on her IGTV stories. What she basically went ahead and did was sat down with him within a nail bar, which I thought was dope, and, you know, asked him some questions. Some, I believe, were her questions, and some were her I don't want to say her fans, because it could have came from anyone. Well, from some people, you know, within inside the community, the culture, or whatever else, actually went ahead and submitted. The first thing I want to definitely do is just go ahead and say I applaud Cardi B for doing that, because she definitely didn't have to. That is not in her job description as an entertainer, even though there's really no job description for an entertainer. But in her, she's a rapper, she's an entertainer on stage. Political views is something that, you know, is that she has an opinion on, and she did not have to go ahead and make sure that everyone else's opinion was heard along with hers, whether, you know, she agreed with them or not. actually sat down and listened to it when it first came out, but I went ahead and listened to it again, and I really thought that the way they went ahead and did the interview versus you could listen to it audio-wise or, you know, watching it on a video, I think that watching it under the video is really dope. She sat down once again with Bernie Sanders in the 10 Nail Bar in Detroit and discussed the major issues faced in our country and basically the reason why we're facing them now and what can be done to change them. And if you guys don't know, Bernie Sanders is one of the men that's in running right now to become president. He's a candidate and he's under the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, of course, as you guys know, I hate speaking his name, cannot stand him, think he's disgusting, but is who we have president now, Donald Trump, and he is actually... I just had to, but anyway, he is actually... who is in office right now, and actually where, you know, he came in after someone was in office, Obama, that was actually helping us out, and he came in and he just basically tore everything up, and not even just for us, for people that don't even live in our country is amazing, but how much he really is an asshole. Anyway, before I go into that, I just want to let you guys know that the reason why I'm doing this, I believe there's two sides to our 2020 election, and I don't believe it's just political, I believe it's also cultural. And the reason for that is because I believe in something that our good old king of our culture, which is Nipsey Hussle, advised within his teaching of, you know, his lately teaching before he passed, which was being self-taught, which equals to being self-made. And the reason for that is I believe that our culture needs to realize that every single day that, you know, there's people that's waking up at 12 p.m. on the East Coast, but there's also places where it's 8 a.m. and while you're sleeping at 12 p.m. in the East Coast, there's another time, you know, there's another time zone that's already up that's actually making plans on your future while you're sleeping. So you guys try to stay woke and hashtag that. Our culture definitely needs to, just because it's Cardi B doesn't mean that this is something that is the reason why I'm putting in towards our culture. I just think that because I wanted to talk about it, I believe this is a good stance and for me to go ahead and touch on some bases that she spoke about, and especially being from New York just like her, even though she's from the Bronx, I'm from Brooklyn, we have the same views, and even though New York is one thing, there's a lot of communities, a lot of states, and a lot of areas within them, states and communities that are affected by the same thing. We actually have a president that is not focused on it and on our culture. He's more focused in the wealthy than he is in the area where we call poverty. A lot of our, even though we may be mid-class, we is still considered poverty when there is when it's needed for beneficials for our family, our communities, and our culture. You know, you guys, some people, I know I spoke to one podcast host, I remember, and me and him was talking, saying maybe we can do some, you know, some cross promotion, we can do some episodes together, and we were shooting out some ideas. He said, I'll talk about the hip-hop community, but one person I can't stand and I don't want to talk about is Cardi B. I respected his views and why he stated that, but at the same time, and some respect that I've had for her, and I'll talk about that in the next segment when we get into her interview. But I just want to let you guys know some things that I definitely want you guys to open your eyes on, and some things that are not just affecting our culture, but it's also affecting our future culture. And before I go into deep with speaking about that as well, I just want to let you guys, I just know something and I want to touch on something, and listen, please listen. When I mention culture, I do not speak upon the minorities and the black race. When I say culture, I do not mean black people within our race, and I do not mean minorities. When I say culture, I mean the younger generation, no matter where in the world they are. There is information that is not being provided that should be provided. And what I mean by that, for example, the younger generation is advised to go to school, gain that knowledge and education there, and then graduate and maybe or maybe not go to college. The information that is provided within the school district and within college is, yes, we need it, it's necessary, but there's additional information that I promise you guys should be advised in different aspects for the new generation. Because of the reason for that is because we have new resources that advises us that we can actually be self-taught, which can also make us self-made. These new resources is social media in general, but it's not just social media. It's this one global icon that we always fail to forget about, that it's icon. The global web icon is in the shape of the world. The reason for that shape is because it's the world. We mean everyone with the world wide web. We all on this planet have access to it. No matter where you are, you can access it. And because of that, social media, you make a social media page, anyone in the world can access your content. Because of that, all different sorts of content is being made on, you know, the internet and on social media. And this is how this interview and the ability for Cardi B to have this interview was actually populated. She sent out some questions to her fans and viewers and listeners of her Instagram page. And I'm not sure if it was just Instagram, but it could have been Instagram and Twitter, but I know for a fact it was Instagram. She sent out some a suggestion if anyone wanted their questions answered to send them to her, and she'll make sure she'll meet up with Bernie Sanders and she'll answer some questions, get him to answer some that she asked from you guys and from us. So because of that, she was able to ask questions. We all listened to the questions that were asked at one time unison on social media, and then it was able to be stapled on the internet, on the world wide web, for everyone in the world to see, to be able to have access to the answers that Bernie Sanders provided to Cardi B from questions from people just like us. It was touched on police brutality that they spoke about and what we can do to end that, you know, about job education, job training, education, investing in that, you know. And one word that I love that I heard, the word dreamers, and I'll touch into that later on. Our student loans, of course, we're all in depth over that, me included, you know. Health insurance. I just had to pause on health insurance because, believe you me, where how other places have health insurance, including the United Kingdom and Canada, and they are entitled to that, whether they have the money or the funds for that. And of course, you know, jobs and minimum wage and the cost of living here in the United States, and the amount that should be for the minimum wage, Xing out the amount that is now considered the minimum wage under federal minimum wage. I'll talk on that the next segment as well. I just want to let you guys know what this episode was going to be in reference to, because once again, I believe that it's for our society and our culture that needs to hear this. You guys definitely have a little over a year before the 2020. You guys, we have a little over a year before the 2020 election actually comes to us, and it's that time. It is your choice whether you want to vote or not. I am going to give you that. I always say, but remember this. Remember when they used to say our vote doesn't matter? Understand this. Us not voting right now matters more. The reason for us not voting matters more than us voting and not mattering is because then you will have more your high on other people trying to keep the money, gold, and popularity goat and the asshole, and in some people's opinion, you know, racist president or president that just don't know how to put himself on the same level as everyone else, get him out of office. We have a lot of people that agree with his views and agree with the way he's doing things, and that's because he's a very strong man, and I give him that. But at the same time, it has hurt our culture in a fall. Even especially when it comes to immigration right now, is something that is bothering me in total. So I just feel that I just want anyone that's listening to this, at least once, like I always say, my content is not for the weak-minded. Savage Season of Podcast is directly not for the weak-minded. But if it changes at least one person within the culture, within our society, to open their mind and maybe look into what their cast and vote in the year 2020 can do for them, their family, their future family, anyone they know that's incarcerated, and if they're trying to actually, you know, do something with themselves when it comes to going to college, if they have no health insurance and such in that nature, by just going and placing a ballot in the 2020 elections. You guys, whether it's for Bernie Sanders, whether it's for de Blasio, whether it's for the other representative in the Republican Party, because I know it's only two of them, whatever the right now at the moment, whatever it may be, I just want you guys, even if you continue to keep your vote for whoever it is that you wanted to vote for, even if it was, speak of no name, Trump, you get what I'm saying? It's directly up to you, but just to give you a little knowledge, and especially if you're not receiving it nowhere else, you can receive it on Savage Season of Podcast, because it's a cultural conversation that's not for the weak-minded. So I see you guys when we'll get back. I'll drop them gems, and I hope you guys pick them up.
I constantly see a man getting killed every day, and it seems like nobody cares, nobody's sympathizing, nobody's talking about it.
Obviously, we need to end all forms of racism in this country, from Donald Trump down to the local police department. We have something like one out of four young black men in this country end up in the criminal justice system. They may end up in jail, they may end up on parole, they may end up on probation, whatever it is. That is disgusting and beyond belief. All right. So, first thing we do is we make sure that young people in this country, black and Latino, Native American, whoever they may be, get the kind of education and job training they need so they can go out and get good jobs. We have to invest in jobs and education, not more jails and incarceration. Second of all, in terms of police brutality, if a police officer kills somebody, that killing must be investigated by the United States Department of Justice. Number three, we at the federal level make sure, do everything that we can to make sure that police departments look like the communities that they serve, not like an oppressive army.
I don't want people thinking that we're trying to attack the police. Because let me tell you something. There was this one time that I started to feel like I hate the police. They pigs. But there's a lot of cops that go in their jobs and they want to protect their people.
So we need police departments that look like the communities that they serve. We get rid of a lot of this militarization of the police department, which is a form of intimidating people in the community.
Thank you guys so much for tuning back into the second part of Savage Season, the podcast. You guys know this is a cultural conversation with Red High Tone, and once again, we're talking about the year 2020. As I mentioned before, we went on to break that I wanted to get into some topics that Bernie Sanders and Cardi B actually touched on. Before I go any further, I just want to make sure you guys understood that you can always rewind this podcast to listen to that little topic that I added to the beginning. Once again, they are doing an interview. It was an interview that was recorded that was put onto Instagram after Cardi B actually asked her listeners and her viewers of her social media to put in some questions for the election of 2020 to go towards the Democratic election that they had, and she was going to submit. What she did was set up an interview with Bernie Sanders, which is actually a part of the Democratic committee. He actually is also one of the ones that is running for president for in the year of the election for 2020. So basically what she went ahead and did was she uploaded that, and I actually looked over it, and like I always stated, my podcast is not for the weak-minded. So this is not a political stand on the election of 2020. This is me talking to y'all and giving y'all some knowledge for the election of 2020. And like I state, I feel like this is not political. I feel like this is cultural. The reason for that is just like, you know, it was mentioned when it came to social media. I'm going to actually leave the link for the interview. I'm going to link the interview somewhere with inside of the description box for you guys. But basically, they talked on, Bernie Sanders and Cardi B talked on police brutality within racism and also education, you know, investing in those and such for the community, and how police should be looked at and how they should be acting and perceived when it comes to our society. Also, the topic of dreamers, and that is something right there that I'm about to touch really heavy on. Student loans, health insurance, and also making sure, you know, we actually have good pay, just not a lot of jobs. Now, Let me like look up something really quickly while I have y'all on the line. Oh, let me see something really quickly. Okay. So basically, okay, you guys. Okay, so basically what I wanted to do, I'm looking for something and I cannot find it for at the moment. But if I find it, I'll definitely go ahead and put it in description box, but I can't remember his name to save my life right now. Let me see something really quickly. Okay, here we go. I found it, guys. You see, and this is why I love to be recording while I'm actually looking for some information. Okay, so basically, first and foremost, I was talking about social media and how it has an effect very big, and how we are provided with resources where we can actually communicate with everyone around the world. Back in the day, there was no source of communication in this way. Well, what it actually was, it was the fact of the, you know, word of mouth and TV. But right now, what we have, we don't have just TV shows, newspapers, and the news channels. What we actually have is social media. We have a resource. We have this thing, like I stated earlier, with the icon of the world, while we're World Wide Web. What that actually means is the information that's inside of that database for the network actually goes all around the world, and the data is for the whole world and can be accessed by the whole world, which we have resources that go into that, which is known as social media, and that can be for Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, all of those platforms that we actually use. It's so many, it's ridiculous. Tumblr and all of those. Speaking of Tumblr, you guys, I started a blog for Savage Season the Podcast, and also I, as the host of Savage Season the Podcast, also have a blog as well. I'm gonna leave the links to those in the description box as well. Anyway, back to the subject. So I was talking about social media. Now, within social media, what one thing that we definitely do see is a lot of videos of police brutality, showing exactly how it goes down when it comes to the police brutality and how us as citizens are treated by the criminal justice system. You guys have to understand is that one topic that was made within inside of that interview by Bernie Sanders is that he feels like our now non-speak of his name president is actually racist. That's something I just feel, I don't even want to use the word racist. I just think that if, you know, the community, I'm not going to say racist. I feel like poverty is what the poor, the non-wealthy is what he's racist against, not actually a color. I feel that it was correct what Sanders stated. He stated that one out of every four black men are in the criminal justice system, whether they're locked up or somewhere somehow. What I want you guys to know is that one thing he stated is that if we go ahead and we put our force into making sure that we some way somehow, whether it's for Sanders, whether it's for someone else within the Democratic Party, whether it's for the other one that's, you know, running against, say no name, but then the Republican, you know, race, one thing I can definitely say is that you guys have to understand that it's not just the fact of if you are feeling like there's some way somehow you will end up within the hands of police and the brutality that they immense towards us. It's also about the fact that how you and also your future children or your nieces, nephews, or younger siblings or anyone else within your family will be impacted by the fact that it was mentioned that what we have to change right now for police brutality, we have to end the racism, the blacks and minorities within the criminal justice system, is educating our community and job training, and for the government to invest in education and job training so that that is not too expensive. So it's not so much out of the, you know, out of the view. When something is out of the view, when It costs so much to go ahead and get a certificate, or it costs so much to go ahead and get a license to be a truck driver, or it costs so much to get your cosmetology license. It costs so much to get a trade license after high school that's not considered college for a job training, that is actually out of view for some. Some feel like the, here we go into the student loans. The student loans price are ridiculous. It's ridiculous if you're going out of the state, but to stay in the state, let's be real. If y'all could sit here and just focus on, and when I say our culture, like I stated, I want everyone to hear this because everyone can share this. Everyone can send this over to someone within the culture that I mentioned in the beginning of the episode. But what I want y'all to realize is that our culture definitely looks into the sense of when we state student loans and when we state police brutality, and how I know our culture, and I sure do feel like police do not come off at the way they should be and perceived when it comes to protecting and serving us. They're more like a gang than anything else. You guys have to understand, if you guys step into that ballot booth and whoever you choose to pick, you guys are making a change that we can be like Canada, we can be like the United Kingdom, we can be like Sweden, France, Norway, and Denmark when it comes to everyone in the United States having health insurance. Did y'all know that all those places that I just mentioned, one thing that every single person has and is entitled to is health insurance? That's ridiculous. How, in order for someone to qualify for health insurance, they have to fall within a certain statistic or a certain bracket for Medicaid here. It's ridiculous how one thing that was started was Obamacare, and that was to try to help every single person in the United States have medical health insurance if it's not offered by some way of employment or another feature within their lives. It's so sad how now you get a quote, and there's some states where you can't even get Medicaid. As a female, the only Medicaid that you can get is for your womanhood. But everything else, if you don't have a child, you're not entitled to health insurance. You 9 times out of 10 have to pay for it. If you're not sickly to the point where, you know, you can become even more ill if you're not treated on a regular basis or need regular medicine, you do not get health insurance. You better save up during the year to go ahead and pay for those trips. But check this, understand how y'all don't offer everybody health insurance, but one thing y'all do is when it comes to tax time, if you do not report the fact that you have health insurance, you're going to be fined when it comes to filing your income tax. How is that possible when y'all don't offer it for free? So you mean to tell me y'all advising me what bill I have to pay along with the taxes I already do pay? We can change that. Okay, one thing I wanted to speak on is the minimum wage. What we can definitely change is understand that there are some states, one being the one that I'm in, which is South Carolina, and others around, that do not have a set minimum wage. Yeah, the culture is serious. Do you know how many people I know in South Carolina? It's not many that I can name that I haven't met here that do not have kids, which means that they are going to get older, which means that they probably 95% of them will stay in the state of South Carolina until the day of their death, and they probably are the ages between 0 and 5 now. The reason for me saying that is that some states like here do not have minimum wage. So what does that mean? Or some companies here do not have minimum wage. So this is just like any other company. If the company does not state a minimum wage, or the state does not have a minimum wage, the next step is federal minimum wage. Somebody explain to me why is it, and why we have not spoken, why this have not changed, why petitions, and why our culture have not signed petitions for the end of federal minimum wages. $7.25. Now I'm going to explain it again, which I need to understand. Minimum wage and federal minimum wage is two different things. Minimum wage regular is what your state, some states like New York have a minimum wage set for the cost of living in that state. Then there's some states that do not. And then there's some employments that say if they do not, we have to go by the federal minimum wage. Now, in New York, they do not go by federal minimum wage. In New York State, just like I believe New Jersey, they have their set minimum wage. But there's places like here in South Carolina and other places within this state, within this country, where there is no minimum wage. So when there's employment and it's considered minimum wage is the pay, which I can't understand, but anyway, minimum wage is the pay, then that will be federal, and the federal within the United States is $7.25. You mean to tell me that the federal basically is saying no matter where you live in the United States, no matter what state it is, $7.25 for minimum wage per hour is sustainable and able to costly benefit you when it comes to everyday needs of living? I had to pause when I said that because that is ridiculous. Why is it now? Bernie Sanders is actually the one that went into, you know, helping to change that right now. He set it where the federal minimum wage should be starting at the amount of $15. So that is understandable, just like he mentioned even as well. And I believe Cardi touched on that. Like, yeah, the problem was once it was no jobs, now there's jobs, but you guys have to understand the jobs are not paying anything, which is true because those jobs were created to give more jobs, but more jobs consider this cut in the amount of our pay that position is going to get. So if you have more positions and you cut the hour pay, and you can just exit it and say we're going to do federal minimum wage, which will make a person that is probably a customer service cashier or something in that nature, or a waitress, entitled to only $7.25 an hour. Ridiculous. Something else that was touched on and that I feel like goes a lot, and it's probably for a lot of the listeners that are listening to this episode here, I want to touch on to is one group of people that Cardi B and Bernie Sanders spoke about. They spoke of them being called the Dreamers. When I first heard that term, I never heard it before, and then I came to realize they were speaking of the immigrants that are here that were actually either came here illegally to chase a dream, or were born here, or were born back in their country and came and were brought here at a very young age, and all they know is the United States and the United States way of living. I want to bring up something really quick. I've seen this video and not too long ago, and it kind of killed me, but listen to this story. I'm going to read this really quickly. A hearing on the ACLU lawsuit regarding a immigrant in the name of Jose Bello, a Bakersfield man which was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is ICE, shortly after publicly reciting a poem critical of ICE in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. Basically, the lawsuit argues that Bello's arrest violates the First Amendment, as ICE agents have repeatedly targeted activists who publicly criticize its immigration enforcement practices. Bello, who is a farmer and a student, is imprisoned at the Mesa Verde Detention Center, a facility on an ICE-imposed $50,000 bond, though his annual income is only $20,000 or less. The suit calls for him to be released or alternatively for his bail amount to be greatly reduced. The reason why that stuck out to me is the fact that when I seen the video, I didn't even think that's how that video was going to end. The situation of ICE and capturing the immigrants that are here within our country is ridiculous. As everyone knows, I'm from New York, and there's some areas within side of New York where a lot of cab drivers and such in that nature drive, and they are not of American culture. They are actually immigrants. Some of them can be from, you know, Dominican Republic, some areas of Trinidadian, some Jamaican, whatever the case may be. I know there's an area downtown Brooklyn over by a train station that we love to call Utica Ave. The reason why I'm blasting this out is that if anybody needed that information, I just gave it. Long story short is that I believe it was the year before I moved to South Carolina, so that'd be like 2015, I believe. There was actually vans going around that part of downtown Brooklyn, and what they were actually doing was stopping cab drivers and anyone that looked like they were not of the American race. And they asked them for their papers. No papers, immediately put in the truck and sent over to imprisonment for immigrants. There was also a video showing children being that were wrapped with aluminum foil to keep warm. Understand the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I know that there are a lot of listeners that is within the mixed race or probably within the minority race of not being from America, or their parents or someone that they know, family member or not, whether they're American or not, and how this can be affecting them. You guys, I just wanted to go ahead and mention these topics I just mentioned because they are also the topics that Cardi B mentioned with inside of the interview that she did with Bernie Sanders. Once again, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you guys know, I'm going to put that link to that, over to that video. I'm sorry, that story I just mentioned to you guys really bothered me. But the link to that video for YouTube over there, you guys going to see that whole dope interview with Bernie Sanders and the whole dope conversation, sorry, with Bernie Sanders and Cardi B. Once again, you guys, I'll be right back, because what I'm definitely going to do is let you guys know we are going to have a segment within every episode. It's going to actually be called Time Travel. I'm gonna rewind back, probably not every episode, every other episode, but we're gonna rewind back to one of the newer episodes and see if it changed my views on anything I mentioned changed and such like that. I think that is something cool. I can't wait to do it. So you guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Savage Season the Podcast, not Brother Weak Minded. Okay, guys, it's time for you guys to know what the new segment is going to be, probably once every other episode, Time Travel. Time Travel is actually going to be going back and looking back at a past episode that we have done here on Savage Season, the podcast. So the episode that I want to touch back on really quickly, and there's a reason for it, is the episode that was released on April 20th, 2019, Nipsey Hussle Pulls the Culture on March 31st, 2019. Y'all, if y'all have not listened to it yet, please go back, subscribe to my podcast, and let me explain something to you. This episode right here that we're going back in time with is actually the episode that blew up Savage Season the podcast. Understand that, all right? So understand something. The reason why I want to go back and time travel on this, normally my time travels is going to be, has anything changed since, in my opinions and views, since the episode was released that the time travel is based on. This right here is basically towards that, but the reason why I am recording a time travel on Nipsey Hussle Pulls the Culture on March 31st, 2019 is the reason because I actually was watching Love & Hip Hop, and they did a whole segment on Nipsey Hussle, and I believe, I just wanted to say, no, even though it is now August 24th, and that was back in March, beginning of April, of his passing, when we all found out, and the culture paused, moment of silence for Nipsey Hussle. I just want to let you guys understand something, that Nipsey Hussle taught me so much, but upon the episode that I did on that date of March 31st, 2019, no views whatsoever changed. Only enlightenment has changed. There's actually some extra interviews that I have ran into. There's extra footage that populated from the time of his passing to now that no one ever seen, and also some negative footage that populated. Just want to let you guys know that the marathon is going to continue. Nothing has stopped. And one thing that I have learned from all of this is that you can self-teach yourself. Self-taught equals self-made. Understand that. I have so much good knowledge coming out for y'all, and so much surprises coming for y'all for season three. It's ridiculous, but that's not even what this time travel is about. The reason for me mentioning that is because me not really being into Nipsey Hussle, knowing who he was, but not listening to his music or understanding his moves within the culture and our Our culture, his community, and his music and business moves understand something. I was very blind to the type of man that he was. What I can definitely say is he's a king, and he's someone that has impacted our culture just as much as Tupac, Biggie, and everyone else in between. One thing I can say is that if you haven't, definitely search Nipsey Hussle interviews on YouTube. Look into that. See what's going on with all the episodes of interviews that's up there. There's some up there that is, you know, just upon music, and there's some up there that he's speaking upon spiritual beliefs. He's speaking upon self-made. He's speaking upon investing. He's speaking upon keeping the marathon going. And understand something, no matter what, his family is strong. And I just want to go ahead and once again provide my condolences, but at the same time I just want to say I thank Nipsey Hussle so much for instilling a couple things inside of me, understanding that me wanting to learn on my own time span and being self-taught is nothing bad. It's actually a very big gift that I have. Also, keeping myself constantly busy and waking up to gaining knowledge, learning knowledge, and going to sleep to it, having multiple things going on at one time, and also wanting to be self-employed equals wanting to be self-made, creating content that's mine, keeping this podcast going, y'all, due to the fact that I publish, I edit, I record, I produce, and I promote everything in between myself, no co-host, no editor, no producer, no none of that. You guys, it takes me so long sometimes to promote an episode, but if I keep going, that's something that will never stop. Understand something he said, Nipsey Hussle said, one thing he can say is, always push yourself forward, keep the marathon going, and one thing for certain, always show up. If you always show up and you always present, no one ever could tell you different. Don't ever give someone something to speak upon when you know that you could be doing right and have them speaking upon nothing at all. But once again, that was my time travel, you guys. And once again, if you guys haven't, definitely listened to Nipsey Hussle Pause the Culture on 3/31/19. That's the third episode that was ever populated by Savage Season, the podcast, in season one. You guys, I hope you enjoy. And we're out. Okay, so we're at the end of the episode. You guys, normally I will say go in the description box and click on the links in there. And normally it's just my two social media links for my Instagram. But guess what? Savage Season, the podcast, is growing. A cultural conversation with Red High Tone has grown. I want you guys to definitely check out the new links that's inside of the description box. Every single link that you need for Savage Season, the podcast, any updates or anything in that nature, or Savage Season and the culture. We're not going to talk about that as of yet. That is season three. But anyway, definitely look at the website. Yes, Savage Season the podcast has a website. You can contact me via my website. You can subscribe so you can get updates, and you can get, you know, the first exclusive information on exclusive content, or maybe you will just get something special that no one else gets, or, you know, any other link that you need for my blog. If you need the link for, if you want to just know about me, the host, Red High Tone, the Savage Season, the podcast, anything you need is on my website. But I'll also give you my quick links like I always do for my Instagram right in the description box below. Keep the marathon going, and if your pockets ain't fat, make sure you get them fatter. Bye.
Quick disclosure. Once again, Savage Season, the podcast, is not for the weak-minded. Okay, with that said, the marathon continues.